how do you clean it up? And then how do you, you know, you take it from there. But I don't know. Did it?
Well, I have spilled ink in my life because I draw with ink a lot. It wasn't a literal, it didn't spill while I was writing the song, but I have spilled ink. And that image is familiar to me. Right. I can visualize it.
And then having to deal with the
song is about, I went with an old friend down to the waterfront. This is years ago. I wrote this song a long time ago. And we went down to the waterfront, this beat up, that isn't there anymore. They've cleaned it up now. But there were piles and piles and piles of rusted metal waiting to be lifted onto barges and taken away. And I took a lot of photographs. I still have the photograph, the cover of Copper Flowers is a picture of some of that metal, and I turned it into a flower with the magic of Adobe Suite. And,
okay.
But the metaphor, what's the copper flower? It's resources being lost.
Oh, interesting.
So it's, that's why the boat is sailing away. And
yes.
It is sort of literal in some ways too. Like mm-hmm. the metal did really get on a barge and get shipped out, probably
yes.
to China. I don't know where it was going.
Probably. I have this fascination with the trash that we create
yes.
in this lifetime, and I feel like instead of St. Peter being at the gates, now he might be there, but we're going to meet our pile of trash that we created during our lifetime, and we actually have to deal with it before we can even get any further.
Oh my God, that is such a great image. Somebody
yes.
should draw that.
So
you at the gates with your pile of trash.
Exactly. I guess.
So
I'm
who's greeting
them.
You at the gates? Who's enforcing
it's
all this?
Possibly still St. Peter.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
Why not?
He's got the job.
He's
already.
Trained.
We don't have to train somebody new for that.
Right.
But maybe I will separate out the metal because it could be a valuable resource and it can be reused.
Yes.
Something to consider. Should we listen to the song?
Sure.
Let's do that.
Thank you.
Fools we breed, floating out away. talented nation. All the tools we need, the flowers and the weeds, floating out away across the open sea. Copper flowers in the distance, sinking beneath. Copper flowers on the water, lost in the weeds.
Okay, I played a few songs there, and I played Copper Flowers by Crow Follow.
Thank you.
Love that song so much, and I love understanding more about it. Sinead O'Connor, Jump in the River, from I Do Not Want I do not want what I haven't got.
Right.
What a great attitude that is.
Well, it's a funny way of, it's a very negative way of stating a positive feeling, but
yes, it's a double negative.
It's kind of Sinead.
Yes. Do you have something that you're going to play for us?
I am going to play Ride of Our Lives.
Fantastic. I will turn off my mic so as to give you
the raspy acoustic version.
Yes, why not? We're back in the coffee house.
We're back in the coffee house. Sip your coffee.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. A little rough around the edges, but that's what you get at the cafe.
This is the beauty of live music.
It's why
the DJs here talk so much about the importance of going out to hear live music, because if we needed everything to be exactly how we expect, we would listen to recordings and stay at home.
That's what I say. If you want it perfect, you know, listen to the record.
Yeah.
The record's pretty good.
Record's pretty good.
I love the record.
And buy the record while you're at it.
I'm happy about it.
Go to a show and buy the record.
Oh, well.
Then you get the best of both worlds.
We did put that record out there. It's called Red Velvet Radio.
Yes.
And we put it out there in September 22.
Mm-hmm.
We just gave it. We didn't want to. We wanted it to get heard.
Yes.
So we made that choice.
Yes.
We'll see. Now we're trying to sell stuff.
Yes.
And
yes.
We
have a new
label.
The merch table is one way to do that.
Yep.
You know, can we take a step backwards before we get to that?
Sure.
Because you have been part of Engine Judy, Agent Judy, and Crow Followin'. We'd love to hear a little bit about that.
Well, Agent Judy is more like a moniker. It's my artist name. It's
yes.
not a name.
But
it's not a band.
You released some songs underneath Agent Judy.
Well, they
Judy,
were
right?
never really released. They just somehow somebody got a hold
bootleg.
Of them.
It's bootleg.
It's bootleg. It's actually literally bootleg. I think that Check Your Radar is a bootleg. Now, if it's the one I'm thinking it is, which because I haven't heard it on the radio,
yes.
But if it's the one I'm thinking it is, I recorded it in California with Danny Coughlin, who's an old friend of ours, and we were visiting out there, and we did it, and Tim helped on it, too. And his wife, MJ, sang backup vocals.
Okay.
So it was the four of us kind yes. of hung out for a weekend in L.A.
We do have it at the MSR Library under
yeah.
Agent Judy. So Agent Judy was your first
band. But there's also a live version
band.
Of it here somewhere at MFO.
Okay, so
it might be that.
Engine Judy was your first band?
Engine Judy was my very first band. The year I turned 50,
uh-huh.
Tim and I started Engine Judy because I had always wanted to be in a band. Mm-hmm. I had always wanted to sing. It had been my childhood more than a dream. It was just what I wanted. And
right.
I had shifted away and done other things since then and many other things.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, the moment arose and I realized I could sing, that
yes.
I had the voice I had been looking for, and I just, you know, it was an if not now, then when moment.
Okay.
I don't talk about age a whole lot. It's an interesting topic in many ways. I enjoy knowing people of all different ages, and I find I have friendships with people of all different ages. Certainly when you're peers chronologically with people, you've shared certain experiences.
Yes.
But it's not something I put at the top of my list of identifiers. Let's put it that way.
I agree. And partly, I think it has to do with the music community because there are performers of all different ages.
There are.
And
yeah.
people are in different
Rock
places
and roll grew up.
In their career at different ages. It doesn't, just because you're this age doesn't mean that you're here. It's not like everybody has the same chronological progression. And so, yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it all works. So now Crowfollow.
Yes. Tim and I started Crowfollow. Well, we started Engine Judy in about 2010, I think it was, and that
mm-hmm.
lasted about 3 years. And that was my training ground. I loved my bandmates, but it just, you know, it sort of fizzled. And then we had a little bit of a break, and we started Tim started Crowfollow. And I wasn't originally in Crowfollow. They mm-hmm. had like two rehearsals before I went down. Tim asked me to come down, and
yes,
I mean, it took many years, but Tim and I have developed a collaboration that's very kind of, it's just really remarkable. You know, I'm very, very, very lucky and very grateful
mm-hmm.
to have the capacity to collaborate in a way that's increasingly creative. It just keeps getting more evolved. And it's a treat. It's a gift. Tim says he's a grateful warrior.
Oh, I
so
like that. Yes.
I suppose I am too.
Yes. Your collaboration, the total is greater than the sum of the parts.
1 + 1 = 3.
Yes. Yes.
Always. That's yeah. that was something I always wanted to get a tattoo of that.
Mm-hmm. That would be a great.
It would be.
And you signed on with Rock Garden Records?
We have signed on with Rock Garden, and we've put two singles out with them. We put out In Between, and then we put out Dig It.
Yes.
And we have another one coming up.
Oh, fantastic.
Teaser.
And I believe
there
that you're going to...
There will be a show
to,
at yeah. the Jungle. I'm a terrible promoter for not remembering the date.
Well,
maybe
you know
Tim
what?
Will call.
We'll look it up. We're going to look it up while
yeah.
I play some more music.
Well, I don't, yeah.
The Jungle is so supportive.
I don't think it's advertised yet, but
it's a Tim location
knows.
That's so supportive for local musicians.
I love the Jungle. It's
yes.
like a box, but it's very comfortable, and
mm-hmm.
the sound is good, and the people are nice. You know, I love Astro, and all the guys that work there are just amazing, and. Hans works there, or had worked there. I don't know. Hans from
yes,
Linnaeus
from Linnaeus Garden.
And Yeah, we have friends that we feel it's a community, and it's called the Jungle Community something or another. Music something.
Yes. Yeah. It's a lovely place to walk in. You almost feel like you're walking into somebody's personal space, in not in an off-putting way, but just feels very comfortable and very,
yeah,
like you are going to see people you know, and if you don't, they're still going to say hi to you.
Yeah, that's
right. You know, it just gives off that feel.
Make you dance.
Yes. I wonder if I should play some more music.
Sure.
Do you feel like some PJ Harvey?
Oh, always.
Okay.
Oh, I love this one.
You should. You picked it.
I did pick it.
And it is a song that...
Let England Shake is a great album.
Yes, I had been listening to a different album. And of course, I can never think of one song when I'm thinking, you know, listening to another and all that. So I'm going to go ahead and put on some PJ Harvey. And then we'll look up when your release show is. Okay. Here we go.
Set aside your fears. a tick, and I'm scratching at the surface.
Oh, and my mic isn't on. Okay.
Hello.
Okay. let's get my act together here.
Okay.
Okay, let me make sure that I have the right mics on. Is your mic on?
Is it? Yes, it is.
It is on. Which one do we have on? Do we have three or four for
I don't.
You?
Oh, am I on the wrong mic?
But you're kind of talking in both of them, so it seems to be working
Should
out.
Should I be on this mic?
No, I think the other one.
Hello.
Yes, that is correct.
Whew. We've sorted out the spider that is the mic setup.
Yes.
It does look like a spider. It's a spider that lost a few legs because there's not eight of them, but
yes, and for
it's
some
very
reason,
spider-like.
The order is mic one, mic two, mic four, and mic three. Okay, let's talk about the music that I just played. So I started with your suggestion by PJ Harvey,
Bitter Branches.
Love that so much.
It is very beautiful. I saw her that tour, so
yes,
yeah, she was great. She was amazing.
Fantastic. So that made me think of Portishead. I don't know why, but it somehow did.
I can see that.
Yes.
See
and
that.
So what were you saying about Portishead?
Oh, that I was joking around with my kids when I finally heard Portishead for the first time about 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And said, oh, am I too late for Portishead? And they said yes.
I don't think it's too late.
It's never,
never
too
late.
Late
for Portishead.
Well, it's never too late for pretty much anything.
That's true. That's true. It's really interesting when young people feel like they've discovered a musician and they're like,
oh,
the Isley Brothers.
My daughter came home from middle school many years ago and said, Mom, I found this awesome new musician. He's so good. And it was John Prine.
Oh.
I was like, this, okay. But, yes. You know, I learned from them much more than I think they've learned from me. I learned so much from knowing people, you know, in different parts of the music community, in different age ranges, diverse, you know, different forms of diversity bring different kinds of music.
Yes.
And in Boston, we're just very, very lucky here.
Ooh, did you see my mic just
I did. Your
it's
mic just went plop.
Yes, it's like you are cut off.
No, you are not. No.
I do, and I love, you know, there's so many ways of responding to that, of course, because you knew who John Prine was, but it's so much nicer to just say, oh, thank you, and continue the conversation. And you know who you might be interested in since you like this musician, and then it becomes more of a collaborative conversation rather than, oh, I knew all that, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, so, no. I was just really flabbergasted.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. That's... My nephew is musical, and he introduces me to musicians and vice versa. So we have a lot of fun going to shows now locally in Boston.
My kids have turned me on to a band that Mike Newman played earlier because it was someone's influence. Rick's influence was
Rick Barton.
The Silver Jews.
Yes.
Who my kids completely turned me on to. I had never heard of them. And he was remarkable. That guy, he just yes. David Berman, I think, but you know, also very troubled.
Mm-hmm. That was a great show that Mike put on.
It was
great meeting Rick Barton, who is one of my musical heroes. So that was great.
Yeah,
I played Fiona Apple.
Thank you.
I played A Mistake, and I actually have another Fiona Apple song to play. So why don't I go ahead and play that and get this set up?
Awesome.
It is all set up. Okay, here we go.
A sound is still a sound around. No
to use it. Blast the music, bang it, bite it, bruise it. Whenever you want to begin, begin. We don't have to go back to where we've been. I am the woman who wants you to win, and I've been waiting, waiting for you.
Okay. I think I have you on mic again.
Here I am.
Yes.
This is such a pleasure.
This has been lovely having you here. So amazing.
So grateful.
And I love that, like, almost completely into the end of the show, I finally figured out my headphones. Well, let me just announce what I played. So inspired by your Fiona Apple song that I added. One of the songs that I absolutely love. I love the recording Fetch the Bolt Cutter, I Want You to Love Me. And then one of your songs, Crow Follow, Dig It.
Yes.
It is on your recording as well as released as a single. Is that right?
It is not on the album.
Oh, okay.
It will be on the next album.
Okay.
So
okay.
We have now released two songs with...
Oh, that's right. Because it's mention. Too current to be on your album.
That's correct. Yes. It's... we have... In Between and Dig It will both be on the next album that we, and we released each of them as singles with our label Rock Garden Records.
Okay, fantastic. And then Emily Grogan joined together Strings of Light, which brings me to my question. Where are you playing next?
So we will be playing with Emily soon, but our very next show is May 3rd at the Midway. And I believe that is with the I Love You.
Wow. I love the Midway.
No, the I Want You.
The I Want You. Okay.
With Blake, who is a buddy from Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. That's how I met him. He was in that band for a long time.
A band I'm not familiar with, so Walter Sickert? Something new.
Oh, your life will change. Oh, everything will be different.
That's good. In a good way, I hope.
Oh, definitely. Without a doubt.
And then here in Somerville,
so
you're
May
going
3rd
to have
at the Midway.
Yes, and in Somerville, you're going to have a a release show.
We are. We're going to release a single with Rock Garden Records again. Mm-hmm. It'll be our third one on June 28th. And that show is going to be with Emily Grogan Band, old buddies and wonderful, yes. wonderful musician.
You know, I think we saw Emily Grogan together at Sally O'Brien's when there was that thunderstorm.
We did.
Yes.
You're right. And that thunderstorm was madcap.
Yes. It was torrential wonderful. Downpour. Water was coming up through the manhole
right.
covers.
And Wayne was outside the window waving in. I remember that.
That was, yeah.
So at that show, the record release on the 28th of June will be at the Jungle with Emily Grogan and Galaxy Cake.
Oh.
Our buddies Galaxy Cake. And we have a maybe band, but I'll say the name anyway just because they're so awesome. Whether they do the show or not, you should check them out. They're called Catwolf.
Yes.
And they're from New Hampshire, Conway, New Hampshire. And we're hoping they may come down and do it. But if they don't, it'll be someone equally wonderful and awesome.
That's going to be a fantastic
show. And that's June
show.
28th.
June 28th.
At the Jungle.
I'm putting that in my calendar.
We're also going to play a couple of Porch Fests, mm-hmm. which is always fun. So we'll be doing May 11th, we'll be doing the Somerville Porch Fest. And May 18th, we'll be doing the Malden Porch Fest.
Okay,
so watch online to see what our location will be.
Yes.
Because I don't know.
Yes, those are amazing events.
I love Porch Fest. It's just wonderful. You're on a home porch, even mm-hmm. if it's not your own, or if you're not playing it, it's wonderful to go and just wander around the neighborhood and hear music coming from around the corner up the block,
yes.
kind of follow the sounds that attract you. Porch Fest is a brilliant invention.
It is brilliant, and it'll be lovely to have you in the streets of Somerville.
Yes, I'm so excited.
So I saw Brian Young come in.
Yes, I did too.
Yes, he will be hosting.
Give me a little side hug.
Crash Car for the Raiders.
He's so awesome. I love
yes.
Brian.
And I have time for a couple more songs. I'm going to
okay.
start with Emmylou Harris.
Emmylou Harris.
And then end with, what am I ending with? Oh, with Patti Smith. So I
Way
just want
to
thank you again for
thank
coming.
Thank you so much. This is such a treat.
This is lovely. And I'm looking forward to your shows. And
love you guys out there, all you listeners.
Yes.
Love you madly.
Once again, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. This is Something About the Women. My name is Kirsten. I'm one of the three DJs here. Sue Jane and I share the mic. We are in Medford on the Tufts campus, and we are Freeform Radio. So, with no further ado, here's some more music.
Yay.
Red dirt tea. a red dirt line just a little southeast of Meridian. Yes, you tried hard to love him, but it never did take just another way for the heart to break, so she learned to bend. One thing they don't tell you about the blues when you got them, you keep on falling, cause there ain't no bottom, there ain't no wind. At least not for you. Sketch. She was only 27 and she had 5 kids. Could have been the whiskey, could have been the pills, could have been the dream she was trying to keep. But there won't be a mention in the news of the world about the life and the death of a red dirt girl named Lillian, who never got any further across the line.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
And everything hits just right, just too late. The note of nobility can go on forever. I never tire of the solitary E, and I trust my guitar, and I don't care about anything.